first time in many years that we are zechut to start a shiur in the Kutei Maran, a shiur that's keseder. Rabbi Nezal said, my final, the Kluin is Mashiach had come in different places. And Baruch Hashem here was zechut now to begin this type of shiur. Be'ez kashrus to Rabbi Nachum and Thegir, Chusir and Chol Yisrael. Amen. Beezras came again as a Shemayim Vorets Kona, Nosaman as Terasmid Ratona, Naski Lahat Fez Kidushim, the Flan and the Ram of Mamre Lachona, the Skus Zenes Kalavas Yen Bernona, Elkias Malatavatona. Play the Aleph Ashrei Svimedele Chacham Besaras Hashem. Then it all says, Da, you should know a Kiddush, Ki Ayadei HaTeda, through the Limud HaTeda, through learning Teda, the Skablin Kol HaTfilois, Vechola Bakoshois, Shalom Avakshim, and Spalin. All the tefillahs and bakoshos that we are mevakesh or espal, we daven, are an eskabel accepted by Hashem. V'achin v'achshivas shel Yisrael nes'ale v'nesremam b'fnei kol mi shetzrichim. Mechain, the love and the value shivas of the Jews is elevated, raised before, that means more important than anybody else, shetzrichim, who needs anybody else in need, hem bruchne yehem b'gashmi. Both Ruchnius and Gashmius, so the Chayin and Chashivas of the Jews is elevated. Even by Gashmius, the Jews become more powerful. Yachshav, Baba Nesayin HaRabim, now to our regret, of course, Baba Nesayin HaRabim, Hachayin v'achshivas ha'miti shal Yisrael nofal. The true Chayin and Chashivas of the Jews is fallen, Achmon al-Islam, after the Churban. Yachshav, v'ikir achshivas v'yachayin hu'atzlam. Now the main Chashivas in Chayin is Achmon al-Islam by the Goyim. We see that the Goyim today are above, they're on top, and the Jews are Rachmana L'Slam downtrodden. Aval al yedei ha-teira nes'ala ha-chein v'achshivas shal Yisrael, but through learning Teira, if the Jews would take themselves to the Teira of B'Shlemus, then the chein v'achshivas Yisrael would become nes'ala raised. Ki ha-teira nekras ayelas ahodim v'yalas chein. That means it brings chein to those and ahava to those who study it. Shema al-chein alamdeha. To add chein to those who study the Torah, if you want to add it. By the Zenis, Kablin Kolatilas Abakoshis. And through learning Torah, which brings chein to those that learn it, therefore the Tfilas Makoshis and Eskabel. As it means, I'll explain further that it's because of this chein that the Tfilas and Eskabel. Kish HaYisraeli Tzadov Tomechi Yistakel BiHasechel Shav Kol Dovon. A Jew is supposed to look continually at the Sechel that is found in everything. Everything was created with seichel. There is a seichel in each thing. It's supposed to look for it. So the kasher atzmai el ha-chochma v'ha-seichel sheyesh b'chodov. To attach himself, to bind himself to the chochma and the seichel that's found in each thing. Kedei sheyoyeh lo ha-seichel sheyesh b'chodov. So that the seichel that is found in everything should serve a purpose. It should brighten his path. To become close to Hashem through that thing. There's nothing in the world through which a person couldn't become the skadeh to Hashem. You look at a tree, you understand that this was created by Hashem. You become closer to Hashem. You understand the greatness of Hashem. Ki ha-seichel hu er godl umeilei b'chol d'rochot. Because the seichel itself is a bright light, which can light the way for him everywhere that he has to go. Meshikosav chochmas adam toy ponov. That the chochma is something which gives light ponov in front of him. Ze bechinas Yaakov. Seichel is bechinas Yaakov. Yaakov zocha lebechayda shehi reishis. Yaakov Avinu was zecha to the bechayda which is reishis, the firstborn. Reishis is the first. Shehi bechinas chachma. Chachma is reishis, the first of the midas. Meshikosa of reishis chachma. Pasuk itself reishis chomiras Hashem. We see the connection between reishis and chachma. Zebechinas to show that Yaakov is chachma. Yaakiveni zepamoyim. When Esav said that Yaakov fooled me twice, first with the bechayda and then with the bracha. The Chayda, the Zayir God says, is Keseda, Beis Chav Fadej, and the Bracha, like I said, the Beis Reish Chav, the same Isaias, but twice he fooled me. The Targum Uncleus, Vachakmeni, not fooled, but Vachakmeni, through his wisdom, he accomplished these two. So we see that Yaakov is in the Chachma. The word Yaakov, Targum, is Chacham. Zebechinas Shemesh, Yasechel, who may lay behold the Racha, Kmeya Shemesh. The Sechel, the Chachma, is Shemesh. Both of them give light. Zebechinas v'oirach tzadikim ki oir noiga holech v'oirad nechon hayoim. Path of a tzadik is like a light which goes just like the light of the sun a whole day until the day is over. So a tzadik, a chacham, is a bechina of shemesh. Ze bechinas ches, the ois, the letter ches, the miluoi, written out as ches yudsof, loshen chiyus, life. Ki achachma v'asechel hi achiyus shel kol davar. V'shikosa v'chachma t'chayas balaha. V'chachma n'asechel is the life in each thing. It's the life and the light of everything. Ach, but nachmas she'oid ha'sechel gadol miyayt. But since the oid ha'sechel, the light of the sechel is very great, a person cannot arrive at this sechel directly. Yef sheliskos eilov, he cannot be zechet to it kima yudei b'chinas nun. Through a b'china, which is called the letter nun b'miluay. Sheo b'chinas malchus. Through malchus, which means malchus, which is nun. V'shekosa lifnei shemesh yinun shmoy. Tavad HaMelech was in Spalal on Shlomo HaMelech, that lifnei shemesh, before the sun, such a bright light, yinun shmoy, his Shlomo HaMelech should be moylech. Yinun is linear of Malchus. Upeidish dasha losha Malchus. Dasha Kodesh says that yinun is losha Malchus. So we see that the pshat was playing lifnei shemesh, before the sun, he should be moylech. But the way the Vayner also says, lifnei shemesh, before you get to the shemesh, to the chachma, first yinun, first you have to have Malchus. Zeh b'chinas levona, Malchus is also b'china levona. Halavona ein lo er mei atzma ki emash mekabelas mei ha-shemesh. Levona has no light of its own except that which it receives from the sun. So too, Malchus is received from the Chachma. Zeh b'chinas Malchus, the less la migar lo klum, Malchus has nothing of its own. Elamash mekabelas menaches, she b'chinas Chachma, b'chinas shemesh kanal. Malchus is nothing except that which it receives from the Chachma. Of course, as Rabbeinu Zal says in a different place, that anybody who, any king who hates Chachamim, he should know that he's going to lose his kingdom, because a kingdom can exist only through Chachma. And actual Pshat in Malchus, Leslam Yigayim Klum, is the beginning of the Eitz Chaim. Chaim Vitalzo said that the purpose of Bria was because Hashem is a Melech, Hashem is a Meshul, Hashem is a Godel, Hashem is a Racham, Hashem is a Chanan. But yet that's Malchus alone, without an Om, a Melech Belay Om. He was Kaviyochu, Mukhach, to create the world, to have this, these Midas. Without a world, how can you, and who can be a Racham, who can be a Chanan? So therefore Malchus alone, no matter how great is the king himself, is nothing unless he has an Om. He got a Moa, from itself is nothing. Then, when it receives from the Chama, the light of the moon becomes the same as the light of the sun, reflected completely through the Chachma. That's speaking about one who attaches the Ches to the Nun, one who attaches the Malchus to the Chachma. Aval mish enem kasher atzmo el sechel v'chachma chiyushiv chodavo. A person who refused to attach himself to the sechel and the Chachma and the life which is in everything, the Bechin is Esav. Esav is b'diyuk, exactly the opposite of Yaakov, Chachma. Yaakov is Chachma, and Esav is Sochel, fool. Shebizo es ha-b'chayda, he despised the b'chayda. K'ma shekosu v'yivez Esav es ha-b'chayda, Esav despised the b'chayda. Dainu ha-sechel kanal, the sechel, the wisdom. V'chinas le'ach poitz k'sil b'tvuna, ki'in b'eskalos li'boi. Shanel says in Mishlei, a fool does not want wisdom, he wants only the narishkeit, the foolishness of his own heart desires. And that's b'chinav Esav. Zeh b'chinas Malchus ha-reshoa, b'chinas lavona de sitra achra. This is the case of the opposite of Malchus b'dusha. Malchus ha-reshoa, Edoim, is called in the Gemara Malchus ha-reshoa. Malchus Edoim dafke, and Edoim is the Esav. So we see that that's the opposite of Malchus b'dusha. Sh'oleho ne'ma v'chofra ha-lavona u'v'sha ha-chama. Lavona become dark, u'v'sha ha-chama, and the chama become ashamed, because the chama is being, at the end of the pasuk, u'v'sha ha-chama is being abused. He goes, Bizo es, he was Esav Chayda. He despised the Bechayda, he embarrassed the Chachma. Zeh Bechinas Yetzatayv Yetzahara. These two are the Yetzatayv Yetzahara. The Malchus Gdusha is Yetzatayv, Malchus Rishon is Yetzahara. Yetzatayv make a Miskin a Chacham. Yetzatayv is called Miskin, that means an Oni, very poor, and Chacham and wise. Why poor? Bechinas Malchus, She Bechinas and Niyav Adala. Malchus is very poor, actually. It has nothing. Less Lami Gamor Klum. The Melech has of its own, it has nothing at all. Ki emash mekabelas mechachma. Only that which it receives from the Chachma. Yetzatayv, in Kehelas, he says, is called miskein v'chacham. It's poor, unless it's attached to v'chacham, then it becomes something. Yetzahara, nikra the Melech Zokin Ksil. The end of the pasuk is Yetzahara is Melech Zokin Ksil. Melech that's old and foolish. Bechinas Malchus de Sitra Achra, Sheina Chafetza b'chachma v'sechel. which refuses to take Melech Ksil. Melech, who was a fool, refuses Chachman Sechel. The Chinas Niach fights Ksil Betvuna, Kim Biskalasli, but the fool wants no wisdom, only his own desires. So that's these two, Yitzhatev and Yitzhahara. Melech HaZikdusha, Melech HaZikdusha. Tzorech Kolecha Litein Koyach Lebechinas Melech HaZikdusha, Lezgabera Melech HaZikdusha. A male person is supposed to strengthen the Melech HaZikdusha, which means the Yitzhatev, over the Melech HaZikdusha, to make the Melech HaZikdusha be Melech, that it should be the one to rule, rather than the Chas Shalom, the opposite. Meshon Razal, like the Gemara says, the Olam Yargiz Odom Yitzhatev Yitzhahara, a person should always strengthen, be Margiz, to overpower the Yitzhatev on the Yitzhahara, through Dragons. By being very angry, so a person becomes stronger. How can a person give Koyach to the Malach HaZikdusha? Meaning, how can he strengthen the Yitzhatev? By learning Taylor B'Koyach, as the Gemara itself says, right there in that same spot, they learn Yagiz Adam. How? By, the Gemara starts, Yishalem Kishma. The Azil Mutav. If the Yitzhahara goes away, good. The Lav Yasek B'Taylor. It's not that she learned Torah, so we see befeitish that he gets rid of the Yitzhara through learning Torah. Once he gets rid of him, then the melody is famous stronger. If this manuvel, the Yitzhara is called the manuvel, a meis disgusting item, if he meets you, he comes to you, so drag him into the Beis HaMedrash, meaning take yourself with him to learning Torah. And that way you'll be able to overcome the Yitzhara. Through learning Torah, he gives Koyach strength to the Malchus HaZikdusha, to the Yitzhatev. Yadayim mekabelas ha-Malchus shehi b'chinas nun chiyus min ha-chochma shehi b'chinas ches. Then when he learns Torah, so the Malchus, which is b'chinas nun, this Malchus HaZikdusha, which one the Yitzhatev receives its chiyus from the chochma, which is ches, as we said before, ches is chiyus, which is chochma. Then the ches and nun and the schaber and the kasher, they are bound together. Then it's not the chaber halvana, but then the other one becomes bright like the other chama. Shizek comes, then they fill. And mele, when the good rises, so the bad falls. Then the malchus of evil falls and becomes void. The ways of Hashem are righteous. When tzaddikim go in these ways, then poshim and the rishonim fall. I know the darkei Hashem. I know our Torah, darkei Hashem, which means learning Torah. I did say tzaddikim should make a malchus kedusha. Through that, the tzaddikim who are attached to the malchus kedusha, in this chaskim and the kabbal kayach, they become stronger. They receive strength through that. Poshim mikoshlubam, the rishonim fall. Bechinas malchus for the shor, bechinas yitzahora, shenayfel v'nichnai deyateihan kanal. Zahara falls and becomes subordinate, becomes subservient through the learning of Torah. Becomes subservient to the subservient, to the Yitzhahara, which means that not the Yitzhahara leaves. Okay, the Yitzhahara remains, as the Gemara says, but Yitzhahara too has to agree to everything that is said. So now we have the Iskashis of Ches and Nun, Chachma and Malchus. They then Iskablam call out Tfilas of Akoshis. Through this, all Tfilas, prayers of Akoshis are accepted. What is the reason? If we can find the cause of the illness, then we know how to cure it. The reason why tefillahs are not accepted, because there is no charm, there is no value to it. If the words are not appealing, they don't penetrate into the heart of the one of whom the request is made. Then it all says, why doesn't it go in? Because it's as though the heart is stuffed up. You just can't get inside because there's no room for it. The reason why it can't get in, because the mevakesh, the one who asks, doesn't have this chain, this appeal, that his words should penetrate into the heart of the one who is asking from. But through learning Torah. Through Torah, so the Nun and the Ches, the Malchus and the Chachma, both the Skashi, as we explained, and Asechein, and through Nun and Ches together, you have the Osius, the letters of Chein, which means this charm is necessary. As we mentioned before, that the Torah itself brings Chein. it brings the eskashus of chesed, not making the word chen. Through that he is zeche that his tefillas now become divrei chen. Since they are divrei chen, the azayin eskablan dvorov v'akashoysof. Now his words and his prayers, his pleas, are accepted. Like a person who does speak divrei chen, words that are like shenach nosen advorim bleivim esrakish. The words enter into the heart of the one who's requested. The one you're asking from. Zebachinas tof. This is the inyan of tof. Through chen you can have tof. Through the attachment of chesenun, through which you have the word chen. Through this there is created a tof. The miluoi with the letters is tof, means to engrave. Through this there is a lashon hakiko reshima, to engrave and to inscribe. Hashem said to Yecheskel, you should inscribe an inscription to the heads of the mason. Ki aydei hachin nechkak v'nirshan mochayim delayim ha-mispakesh l'kabal ha-bakoshim. Because, as we said before, the heart of the mispakesh is filled. There's no room for it. But if there is chayin, he inscribes already. He digs into the heart and he finds place. The chayin makes it tough. The tough digs out and engraves a place for the words to enter. Through the chen, his words are accepted. So the result is that this chen did engrave a place in the heart of the one we're asking from. So his words should enter. He should accept the plea. Now, this engraving, this description is a b'china tof. The words of chachamim, chachamim are those who study Torah. They are chachamim, they have the wisdom, they have the oil, the combination of ches and nun. Their words are heard by nachas. Nachas daika, specifically the word nachas, hayna bechinas chen hanal v'yatof hanal, the combination of ches, nun, and tof, chen, that's malchus and chachma, and the tof combined, with this power of engraving. Therefore, what is it? Nasa oisiyas nachas, the ozni shmoyim duayim neskabal chesek hanal. So this, his words are heard and accepted because he has the chain to go in and he has a tuff to penetrate, to engrave. The Alkein Yaakov Shu Bechinas HaSechel Kanal, Yaakov who is Sechel, as we said, Yaakov Chachmeni, Alkein Zocho Lechain, he was Zechet to Chain, Mashikosav Kichonani Elekin, Hashem gave me Chain, he said to his wife. The Alkein Beirach Es HaShvotem Bechain, since he himself had Chain, he had the power to transmit this to others. He blessed the Shvatim with this chain too. He said to Esau, these are children of Shechonan Elikim. This prayer that Hashem gave him chain. At that time, Binyamin wasn't born yet. That means that he had given this blessing of chain only to the 11 sons. Binyamin did not receive the bracha of chain yet. Therefore, Yosef completed this bracha for Binyamin's sake. Yosef blessed Binyamin with chayin, Mashikosu l'kim yach nechabani. Hashem should give you a chayin that was missing when Yaakov gave the bracha to his sons. Dafka yesiv hoyi yachal avorcha b'chayin. Not that everyone who receives the chayin, the bracha can do it to others. Only that one who receives it completely. Yesiv hoyi kol b'yesiv and b'chinas Yaakov. Yesiv he was compounded more of the elements that made up Yaakov. He resembled Yaakov more than any other sons. Mashikosu v'ela teldas Yaakov Yesiv. Who were the teldas of Yaakov? Plural, Yosef. Yosef is all the tellers of Yaakov. They resemble Yaakov more than the rest of the tellers. Kihu hoya ika tell Yosef, he was the main teller. The main birth of Yaakov, the main teller of Yaakov was Yosef. Ki Yaakov Yosef kechoda chashivi. Yaakov Yosef are considered like one. El tells Yaakov Yosef. Yalkei nema bi Yosef. And therefore the prophet said by Yosef, when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Yosef, he said, Bechoyl shoydoi hoda loy. Bechoyr shoydoi, hodoloi, bechoyr hu bechines ha-seichel kanal, bechoyr, as we said, is reishas chachma, chachma seichel, because there was shoydoi loshin estaklus, shuru is loshin estaklus, to look, the shuru is to look, loshin taich the word, ki tzrichim le-estakil bi ha-seichel she-yesh bechol dobo kanal, just the seichel and shoydoi, look at the seichel of each thing, zehu hodoloi, tagamokalis ziblei, loshin oyer, Hodaloi is a shine. Talmud says ziblei, lashon oyer. Not hoda beauty, but light, lashon oyer. Ki haseichel mei eloi b'chol davar. The yehod eloi is the light which the seichel, which he looks at, gives to him. It enlightens him. Afil l'mokin shoye eifel v'cheshev. Even in a place where it's very dark, mei eloi haseichel, the seichel enlightens it for him. Look at the sechel in each thing. The sechel is mekarev him to Hashem Yisborach. That is, each item through the sechel is mekarev Hashem Yisborach. That pedish ma'ashom rabbi v'chona. This Rabbein Zal says in the Taish of the Gemara, rabbi v'chona said in Mo'abasra, and give him ha'gala the mitvah l'sfinta, this wave which is known to sink a ship. Meschazi ki tzutzisa denuro chivra sabereisha. Appears like a white flame at first. Spark the white flame at first, but ish at first. Machina lay, we beat at this wave, be alvas though with a stick, the chokik alay, ek yesher, the shema kodesh, alef kuf. The stick has to have inscribed in it this shema kodesh, and with that we beat at this wave, and that's how we lower the wave. And the ship can travel safely. Rashbam says, "Nur echivresa eish lavona, the white fire." The emes is a malach magic. Emes is a malach magic. Therefore, you have to have a shemek kodesh to defeat this malach magic. Then it also says, "Galo hu yitzahara." This wave is the yitzahara. The mitbal is svinta hu hachein v'hachshivus loshen sofun v'choshev. Svinta sofun means choshev. This wave that wants to sink the chein and hachshivus. Yitzhara wants to sink and to lower Chas HaShalom, the chain, the charm, and the value Chashivas of the Jew. Bechinas Malchus de Kedusha, he's always against Malchus to lower it. Meschazi ki tzitziso denu rechivas abereisha, ki metchilo at beginning Yitzhara mislabesh atzim in mitzvahs. He pretends, he dresses himself, he masks himself in mitzvahs. Umate es ha'odom. And he fools a person, ki ilo masi se lasis mitzvah, as though he's trying to talk him into doing a mitzvah. Zebachinas tzutziso denuda chivrasa, eish lavona, he is a white fire. White means pure. He's trying to tell you to do something pure, fiery pure, mitzvahs of fire. Be'afal pikein malach maziku, and still he isn't really sincere, he's not really good, he's actually a malach mazik, one who does damage. How do we overcome him? Machin lebi alvasa dechot klei ek. The way to defeat him is this Yitzhahara, while you add Taida, Shehikula Shmaiso Shalakodesh Bahu. The Taida which is filled with the Shem at the Kodesh of Hashem, a Taida is Bechina Zvav. Taida is Bechina Avav. It's called Avav. Rama Basra, Ki Aluchah is Arkan Vav, Arachum Vav. Aluchah is for 6, 12 and wide, 12 and long. It's a Bechina Alvesod, Behainu Maklois. This, when he said this, you've taken all the maklis of sticks, the chokit alay ekya, hainu shemes, bechinas atayla, she bechinas avov, yavov utzuris makil, you take this alvasa which is avov, avov utzuris makil. This is a makil which is in the form, makil is a stick which looks like a letter vov, which is the taida which is also like a letter vov, luchas vov. And he kula shmeso shashem is borach, and the taida is filled with the names of Hashem, hainu shahat taida hagdosho, he machnas as the yitzahara. That this stick which defeats this malach mazik means that the Taita is machnas, defeats, lowers the Yitzhara. Yitzhara wants to make a person actually insane. Ki bala veda hu mishuga, because a person who commits a sin is insane. A person cannot commit a sin unless he has a ruach of insanity that enters into him, the spirit of insanity. Just like Mishigoyim, those who are insane, in order to cure them, you have to beat them to stop their Mishigas, that they should know physically that they shouldn't do it. Mishigoyim, you can't talk to him. You got to hit him so he'll know that he's afraid of getting hurt and will stop doing what he's doing that's wrong. In addition to cure him, you have to give him Shemus, which means the Kameya, which they hang on him for a segula. The Taita which we learn, he bechinas makleis v'shemus. The Taita is makel, yes, it's vav, and it's filled with shemus. These are the two cures for a person who is a balaveda mishum. Shebozeh makin machniz yitzhar. With this we beat and we lower the yitzhar. We drive out the insanity from the person. They knew Achshtush, the Holy Spirit, this insane spirit that entered into him. Achina Samo, Achina Lebi, Alvas, the Dark Flay, Shemesh. The Gemara says, we beat this way with a stick on who described names of Hashem. Zeho, Ashrei, Smim, Ederech, Hachem, Besaydas, Hashem. Ashrei, Lashon, Estaklos. To look, to gaze, to stare, to look into each item. Smim, Ederech, Bechinas, Yaakov, Ish, Tam, Shul, Bechinas, Asechel, Kanal. To look at the seichel, and the list goes like stakel al haseichel sheyesh b'chol davar, ashrei yismim ederech, to look at the seichel sheyesh b'chol in the derech and everything. Shu b'chinas Yaakov ish tam zezech na idea teira. How can we zech at teira? Through the teira. Zeh alechem b'seiras Hashem. Yaideh shalein mei teira b'koyach, learning teira with full power. Yaideh zeneshin koyach l'malach ha-zegdusha b'chinas nun. For that he gives koyach to the malach ha-zegdusha, which is the ois nun. Nun is malchus. The kabel min asechel shul bechinas ches, to receive hashpoch from the sechel, which is bechinas ches. Yazainas chein, this kabel in dvorot canal. For that we have the combination of chein, and for that is tefillos are accepted. Yazainas ala hachein ve'achshivas sheyisrael ha tefillos ve'koshen is kabel. Finally, we come to the result that the chein and the achshivas of the Jews are elevated. Achshivas, because, as we said before, mitbalas sfinta, it lowers the achshivas. Now that we have beaten the gal, the sphinta goes up again, the chashivas goes up. But through the chashivas going up, there is ya'ayelas ahovim, so they are more beloved. The ya'alas chayim, they have chayim. And therefore, tefillas bekoshes is kablon. So tefillas, the prayers of bekoshes, are accepted by Hashem, kein yidos.